Hello, I'm Konstantinos Papadimitriou. I'm the web developer and analyst from GFOSS Open Technologies Alliance. I will show you how we combine these appointments with Jitsi for online appointment management. During COVID, a lot of private and public services switched to online appointments. Most of them used closed source or services for the online part. We at GFOSS, we adapted the Easy Appointments, which is an online software platform for appointment management, and Jitsi, an online source meeting, an online open source meeting with audio and video, and combine them into a seamless integration for booking an appointment that will take place online rather than physically. About our organization, we established in 2008. We are a non-profit organization, and also we have shareholders, universities, research centers, and public beneficial organizations. Our objectives are development and promotion of open standards, open software, open content, open data, open government, open educational resources, Creative Commons license and of open material and design technologies, and also open hardware and design. We contribute to openness in education, in public sector, and also in private sector. And we have thematic working groups on open software and open standards, open technologies in education, open governance and open data, open design, open hardware, wireless networks, information system security and personal data protection, and also innovation and entrepreneurship. Well, the Easy Appointments part, it's a web application for appointment management. It has a very easy installation on a web server, and also configuration is simple. Users can use it directly without have to installing any applications. The operation is using a web browser, and it works on a computer, on tablet, or mobile phones, since the design is responsive. It's a really simple and fast operation, optimized without unnecessary options. Also, easy to use environment for managing the appointments from the service side. It supports over 25 languages, and also since it's open source, anyone can contribute more languages. It's written by Greek developer Alex Tselegidis, which actively continues the development. It's open software, open source, and also it has already hundreds of installations around the world. It's written in PHP, it requires PHP 7.4 or above. It uses MySQL or MariaDB for the database part, runs on Nginx or Apache web server, and uses PDO extensions for JSON, MBString, OpenSSL, and PDO. It's a developer friendly with clean source code. Now, the Jitsi part. Jitsi is a set of open source projects that allow easy teleconferencing. It's written in Java and JavaScript. It's compatible with WebRTC. Jitsi Video Bridge transmits video and audio to all participants separately rather than combining them first. And of course, it's open software. The platform now, on the first page, if the text seems Greek to you, actually it is Greek. In the first menu, the user can select the service he wants. After that, he select a specific agent or any available from the service. And finally, some information appears about the selected service, the duration of the appointment. On the bottom, you can select also the interface language. We added the part that